is always a beginning.
Learn about how to unpack the whole thing. If they they need that, that's fine. So it's for everyone. I'm that level. And as I said, it, for me, it's very special to be able to share the utterance now, because although this story has a history to it, and there are ones here who testify to the history, we've travelled with this story. We've travelled to Jamaica with the story, we've travelled to Ethiopia with the story, and performed it. Ones here have learnt all the principles underlying the story, developed the performance of this. Today you heard the reading of it, but there's a performance for that. So the whole performance, which obviously any parent could build their own performance around it, and have to be exactly, you can use your imagination and build the performance so that the thing becomes experiential. So there's a history of that. There's a journey to the continent. And as I said at the beginning, I mentioned that it's travelled to Uganda. This particular journey, I find very poignant, because for Uganda, that bird is the national bird. And I have associates in Uganda who express to me where they feel the country is with education, which is not a great place in terms of creative resources, child-centered, human-centered approaches. Our continent, not just Uganda, our continent as a whole, are still on the tail of European systems, when Europe's trying to abandon those systems and reform them. So, for me, what we've done here today, I know resonates on the continent, because someone, somewhere, is reading the story there. And as they read it, that book and those books are journeying to the ones who need to change. So this is why I said it is a revolutionary book, amongst the many reasons that I've said. So, for me, we've gone inside the space. It's an intimate reasoning, storytelling, and this is the place where we prepare for the fruits. We prepare for the harvest to come. So I would like you to mark the point, mark the time, as you must do. It's with the soul sense, but it's a new era. Get some of the is behind the book, read it. There's another set of books coming out. A bit and the point of origin about number systems. We are the mice, a reading about fear, because fear is one of those great obstacles that obstruct us for many things that we need to do. So our schools should have a reasoning and a practice to help remove fear as a thing. Many, many more. Lost in a Strange World, a book developed to explore comedic cosmology using these characters. You'll get to hear about Amatekun, the leopard. You'll get to hear about Tom Billy, the monkey. You get to hear about some new characters. But these two are very special. And the next one, which is an introduction to unified knowledge, if you've read this and you want to know more about pedagogy, or for people who are school builders, we would like to work, and I say we, these ones you've seen around the school, these are the network that we bring to anyone who wants to start a school. We are bringing a whole system. And so we're keen to work with the school building. So this next book will be for the school builder or for the parent who wants to form a cooperative around themselves and their immediate ones, a learner cooperative, and wants to know how you're going to structure that. It goes through everything, including the business of it, the business of an organisation, but obviously the pedagogy and the way it all connects together. We're approaching business as if it's something separate, but our business is our well-being, is our health. And so our culture is part of that. It should be all unified. So there's more to come. Mohammed, what do you have to say?
Well, to say, education is one of those things that we receive, we take in, and when we think of what we have taken in, the purpose of education historically in this country, and what we have been taking in, and what we're causing our children often to take in, it's no wonder that we're in the situation that we are in. We need to be fully nourished. This book is one of the things we need to consume. Yes, we're consumers, and this is one of the things. The works by esteemed brothers here, That's your father is on the aircraft. The works that I've offered. These are things that we need to consume to bring together. To be, to have a place. Our Gazette was referred to in the story. I think we have an understanding. That was one of the very powerful readings and reasonings that Astrid Murray brought when I was part of the school. Well, I'm part of the school still, but you know, focused on the movement and everything. That reasoning about the Gazette. I'll tell you a little story, actually. I'm into story. I took the Gazette reasoning very seriously because I realized when I'm moving a space. I have a space. That one's aura. You have the reasoning about the aura. So I have this space and I need to really hold it very specially. And my children, I need to also hold this Gazette. So in terms of the circumference, that space, the land, what do you refer to it as again? The land space, the one on the ground. I used gold paint and I very carefully, it took a lot of time, and I drew the Gazette on the ground of herself and my son. I was born by Astrid Murray. Be careful, the books have been grown. Yes. And really what needed to happen is that I keep on drawing that. Because what was going to happen when they grew bigger than that space on the ground? And this is manifest in their lives. So we're together going to draw a new Gazette. And once in doing that, to cause her to connect more with the responsibility as a now, you know, a child is going through changes, changes that no children, and to mark that and to take on that responsibility. Yeah. So that's just one aspect of the reasoning. Think of the manifestation of all the different other aspects. If we really take responsibility for who we are in these different spaces, air, mind, and land space.
This technology is touched on, just to explain a little further. In the story there is 9 questions. There's a worksheet at the back. Those are your questions. That's their activity to actually measure them. To measure your head, the total measurement, your arm span, and your hands high. And they use those measurements to actually measure a ground space area on the floor, which, if it's a younger one, is going to be on a certain size. And as they grow, it will grow. So they are able to see their progress growing. This exercise is to allow a proper visualization of space. Then another important connection inside the book is the way that mind is brought into the reason of space. Because here, in European culture, they detach that. They detach mind from space. And so we think it's normal, but it's abnormal. This sits in our pan-African consciousness. That's why it's a revolution in that way, because it explains it clearly. It's a clearly developed pedagogy that is practical for a child, a young person, an older person, everybody can approach it wherever they're from, wherever they feel they are, they can get to it, find the position, hold on, and expand their awareness. It's built like this. So there's so much more. The book is, it's dealing with, like I say, a gateway subject. But there's so much more, and there's more to come. And I'm enjoying this book. I'm enjoying the number of people who are saying to me, I'm going to write my book now. I'm going to write my book now. This is great. So for all those ones who are going to write their book now, People Science, which is the publishing for this, I'm the principal of People Science, the publishing company for this, we are interested in other stories. It's not my... We're not trying to establish a position where we write the stories and you buy the stories. This is not it. We are establishing a platform where you have learner cooperatives. The cooperative may decide, we want to cover this area of curricula. So you develop a story for it, you develop a performance for it, and you have a pedagogy that gives you all the tools you need to embed into the story so that it works. That's it. Then your story is great. Another parent cooperative decides they're going to do a thing. They learn your story because it's already built. When they put things up, they build a story, and someone else learns from that. This is the nature of it. So this is a seed to that. This the learner cooperative is a very, very important structure which we have not yet understood it or got to it, but it's, you know, we need to develop that. It perfectly the Abundance Centres UK Development Trust become a mutual, which is a kind of legal structure that allows for proper cooperative working and administration. And each area, it could be your road, it's a structure like this. You could have five families on your road who want to work together. And this will allow you to have a clear way to do it. You could have five families in different parts of London or England that are just of a particular mind want to work together. This will allow it to happen. There is e-learning to support this. So we have an e-learning platform which goes into the pedagogy as a course for this, which allows you to get support extracting all the richness from within. There's an e-learning course for unified knowledge, but it's a belief that's this one. There's a leaflet with a drum on it. It's a drumming class, black drumming class. I'll make sure you see those. Inside of it has the course details for unified knowledge, educating of unified knowledge. So there's lots of things are being developed. We also need volunteers. This is something I have a high respect for Mashuta and the Narrative Eye especially, because they have over time, not beyond the fact that I know the Mwalim for a long time, they have developed a strong community of activists, of active ones, working together practically to do the things that have to be done. That is why they're able to send the representatives here today and represent clearly. And this same thing, we should learn from it, this same thing needs to be replicated throughout the cooperatives. So for example, if the four ones here decided they were forming a cooperative, the Abundance UK will make sure that they have a relationship to organisations that do the work to give us instruction and guidance about the things that they can give us instruction and guidance on. And we have powerful ones in our network. So that's what it is. Abundance Centres is like this. It is a development from Schools of Unified Learning, which is, let's say, the delivery of the movement, the delivery of the Dankira Sawadi and practice spaces to the development of infrastructure. And so I would like one to realise that these things are here, and as you fill in the form, there's a membership form for us, and a bit secret membership. Fill in the details, so that we can keep you up to date on what's happening, so that you can engage with it. Go online, get the resources, get a book, and share the book, and build it up. Don't. When you get the book, and you share it with one, be prepared to work with each other. That's what it's for. There's questions on the pages. There's things there which there's a space for something to happen. Don't be passive to it. We've been trained to be passive to these things. Don't be passive to it. You have to get to a point, or we want to get to a point where when we read the book, everything is clear. Mm. Everything, every question that the book presents to us, we can answer it. Then you ask it with Shima. That's that. And obviously, in another place beyond that, I'm sure you can imagine this. Imagine now that we all have total understanding. The book says, understanding the warrior promise. That's the promise. We work at it, we gather again in another cycle around the sun, and maybe we gather right here. I would like that. That would be wonderful. And we ones are in a new place with another body of ones that are looking to say, you understand this. That's great. That's the only way we're going to elevate ourselves out of the standard system. This is the only way. And I know this, as I said, my background's in research, I didn't say it, but my background's in research. I've done research reports. So I know it from a statistical point of view, talking with parents, talking with teachers, working in schools. I have this insight to this. And so, I give thanks for the one that could represent for Kazimba, because inside of all of this conversation, we've not really spoken about the Kazimba Academy, the Malians for that. So Malian Hamza Muhammad and Ekuna Chakwa, these are the founders of the Kazimba and Goma Academy. the cultural arts of dance, and the insight of that and all that that brings comes through this channel. And so this is fruit of that.
Well, I have an observation to make, which is that, first of all, it's sometimes difficult. It's easy to say that our ancestors were geniuses and were able to pass that genius on from generation to generation. And then we look at the situation that we have today and think, well, what happened to that? Passing on the genius from generation to generation. But what I found personally is that Kazimba and Goma is revelatory in the sense that practicing it teaches me how to practice it more clearly, understand more, etc., etc. What I've seen in this book is that this book is revelatory also. So it's not just revolutionary, it's revelatory in terms of each piece of understanding builds a deeper understanding that actually comes from within. As the sister was saying about the well, that insight in a sight, you know, and that is actually sponsored by the book. And what I was prompted to say in listening to Oscar Murray, and having known him actually from the days when he was doing those research reports, is that sometimes it's easy to not recognize the genius in our midst. I would say that you are one of those geniuses. This work is a work by which we can pass on the genius of this generation onto the next generation. So I think that you're right in saying that this is an important moment.
Yeah.
It feels that way.
There is no doubt. Yeah. If when I said it the first time, wherever you were to what I said, I hope by now you know this is the level. It is an important moment.
Yeah.
One's here right now. It's an important thing. Mark the point. Mark the point, because whilst the story has existed for time, it's not like this. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
This is now, it's free. There will be all manner of connection to it and potential for unification beyond anything I would personally have hands in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's out now.
Yeah, I was just going to say that in relation to what's happening in the larger disaster of the world, I think people may be clear that the idea of community is being broken down and discarded to one side. And when we have the idea that we want to rebuild it because we understand the utility of it, the purpose of it, we often lack mechanisms to do so. And one of the beauties I find of this engagement is it provides a framework for, it provides mechanisms, it provides steps. Yeah, because unity, if we understand mathematical pattern, unity is not about homogeneity, it's not about sameness. Yeah, if you understand the study pattern, you understand that. Yeah, and so it really provides a very deep and very clear step-by-step way for one to learn how to resurrect community.
Rising will be more and more realization of abundance. I thank you for coming and welcome.
I'd like to say thank you and congratulations to the Blue Water family for bringing Abbott's story to the community and have given us a chance to listen to the story and know the insights of the book. It's very inspirational. It will be beneficial to the children, depending whether they're small, teenager or elder. Even us adults can learn from this book as well, so I really did enjoy the book launch this evening. Today it was very interesting.
My name's Kim Broody. I'm at the Blue Water Winter Solstice event and I'm here for the book launch of Abbott's Secrets. It was a really good event. It was different from the normal winter solstice events, but the book was just amazing. It was a great read through. The information in that book, you know, I've been being on my own journey and doing my own studies, and I just think it's a fantastic book. Bought two copies, one for me, one for my grandson, so I just know that it's going to be great. There's a wonderful website as well, and then there will be more books in the series, which I can't wait for. So I'm just so glad that I actually came. So great, great event.
A long time ago, a long, long time ago, in the old dark land of Kush, in Africa, deep in the countryside, there lived a wise insect called Abbott. Abbott, the praying mantis, was a great friend of the Winchi family, a mighty flock of African crowned cranes. They used to sing together. Now I want you to sing this song.
No.
They used to dance with him. And Winch would dance like this.
Nimqua ahum, a discoda binorum, a draw coda, ahunum must lie in the Mikania style. Selezim Cassiada,
a
draw coda was to a
tiny bird. Used to enjoy the dress because she was a good jammer. One day, when she woke up, she realized she was under her skin. But now, much greater in body and mind. Although she didn't show all her skin, she was still inside the old shell. So she climbed out and began gently cleaning herself from the tips of her feet to the crown of her head. Abbott's body was almost transparent. As she cleaned herself, she took time to look deep into herself, paying special attention to her head, which she cleaned and folded with great care. From afar,
I noticed this amazing thing and became very curious. አዲሱ ቆዳው እየተነከረና መስታወት መምሰሉን ትቶ
Shake your skin so we can look inside and see. Your skin we want you to shake. Your bodies and your
hair.
Quite surprised.
Abid said,
I can't stop my skin like that. This is my adult skin. And I
know
that.
Now
that's that. As she spoke, the skin began to harden and take on its natural brown color, just like the surrounding leaves. But one of the young monkeys said, I want to look inside and see. Please shed your skin just for me. My skin I'll never shed, and I'm sure I'll regret it if you get into my head. Abid said. You see, I think
that
when she shed her skin, things are completely revealed. And she was especially shy about revealing her head. Even when she was extremely
rough,
she always made sure she was clean her head, making sure it was balanced and
right.
Another young man came up to Abid and said, I'll be your best friend. Please shed your skin again. My skin I'll never shed, and I'm sure I'll regret it if you get into my head.
Please,
said, I'm a mature adult now, so my skin I'll never shed, but just this once you may be my head. My head is serious, highly blessed, and not just for fun. What you see inside you can't explain to anyone.
When you're
older and no more, then and only then, in one voice, the three young birds said, okay, we will not tell anyone. We will never tell. So Abid flew high over the front of the sun. The light was so bright that now the young ones could see right through Abid's body. They looked carefully and were surprised to see that Abid had a beautiful world inside her.